your stars is on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
And I'm Tommy in the middle.
And together we are the Deep Fried Geeks, our weekly podcast where we talk about food, movies, comics, TV shows, and general geek news. Hey, everybody, we're recording our weekly podcast, and we're also on Facebook Live.
Oh, that's nice.
Ooh. For the very first time.
We're doing it live!
For those of you that cannot see the Facebook streaming and listening just to the podcast, Leviticus is also here with us.
I am. Hello.
I've been a Seahawks fan.
Well, I didn't mean to do that.
He's a Seahawks fan.
And he's watching YouTube.
Hello, America. No, and internationalities.
Hey, Tom Two Stars.
Hey, Maddie.
How are you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing pretty well.
Pretty okay day
today?
I took
a nap, and I feel good.
Oh, a nap, huh?
Yeah.
That's your new thing to do before we podcast.
Yeah, well, because like I get off work at like 1, and I go to work at like 5. I'm tired.
Sleepy, sleepy.
Sleep,
so
sleep.
Sleepy.
Do you think we could nap sometime together?
We could. I mean, why not?
I think that would be
just
nice.
Just cuddle up.
Like, before we podcast, you would come over, and we could, like, take a Deep Fried Geeks nap.
A deep fried nap?
Yeah, like, we could eat a whole bunch of, like, junk food, and then nap together.
That sounds pretty good, actually.
That's nice, right? And we could nap on my big couch so it wouldn't be too homoerotic.
Whatever.
Or...
You had that together.
You were like nodding, so I thought like Larry was in the room. I was like, "Well, where is she?"
No, it's not gay.
No.
I'm married.
All right, Tommy Two Stars, what are we talking about today?
Today is our Civil War episode.
Yes,
Captain America.
If you are living under a rock and you do not know that, next week is Civil War coming out on May 6th. Then wake up, everybody, because next week is Civil War.
Marvel's going to blow your minds.
I'm excited!
I can't wait.
The only way you could not know that this movie coming out seriously is that you're living under a rock.
You literally live in Iraq.
Marvel is going super crazy with its marketing and...
Oh, yeah.
And on the interwebs, on the TV.
Oh boy.
On TV and comic books, they're marketing with new comic books coming out. I mean, it's everywhere.
Yeah, you're not wrong there.
Yeah.
It's TV spots, movie spots, inner spots, web banner ads.
Yeah.
You know what else is everywhere?
What's that?
It's everywhere. Air.
Air is everywhere. You were correct.
It is now
so
owned
is
by
love.
Marvel.
You know what else is everywhere?
Where?
What?
Donald Trump?
That got awkward.
The Force.
The Force surrounds us and binds us,
it
Levi.
It surrounds us. It penetrates us.
Marketing, is the Force penetrates us?
That's what he says.
Yoda really say it penetrates us?
Obi-Wan does.
Obi-Wan does?
I don't know.
I want to rewatch it now and just play it over and over again.
It penetrates us.
They just had a new TV... You're right. They just had a new TV spot come out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And in the new TV spot, we got more Spider-Man footage.
Spider-Man.
Leviticus, have you seen that new TV spot yet?
Spider-Man.
No, I have not.
It's okay, we haven't either, we just read about it.
No, I watched it.
Are you watching? I asked you if you watched it. You didn't watch it.
I don't know, I said I watched it.
Hey,
I did watch it, I put it in my ears. I put it in my ears, in my eyes.
Oh, okay, my bad.
In my body.
Gross. It tasted good. No, it didn't.
Tastes like beer.
It tastes like root beer.
Root beer.
And random other stuff.
So what happens, guys? Is Civil War... Do you want me to tell you what happens?
Sorry,
that's
what happens.
Yeah. The guy with the metal arm, the Winter
Soldier,
is fighting somebody. I think it's like Black Panther.
Yeah.
And they're fighting, and all of a sudden you see webs go up on a building, and then him swing in, and he swings in, and they like start fighting, And then he, like, goes to punch him, and he grabs his arm, and he's like, "Whoa! You have a metal arm! That's cool!"
That's awesome. So it's totally... Totally Teenage Spider-Man.
Yeah, it was super cool.
When they told me about that, or a friend of mine told me about that, I was like, oh, that's awesome.
It definitely sounded like...
Like a Spider-Man.
Like Spider-Man 2.
Kid. He's a teenage kid.
Yeah.
So,
I'm just a kid and life is a nightmare.
I thought it'd be fun to still do a Food Glorious Food spot, Tom.
Alright.
So, hey, guess what?
What?
Food Chicken. Glorious Food!
Damn it! I was wrong again.
Okay. So, how do you think we could talk about Avengers and Civil War in food at the same time?
I don't know. How can we?
Wait!
What?
I don't know.
Something's
don't
know. Over there?
Yeah.
Squirrel? Force ghost?
Squirrel?
Yeah.
I feel like you're like a cat princess, with a laser.
Princess,
like, what is that?
Princess Force ghost over is there?
I was really tired. I was really, really tired. And I had a Mountain Dew within like a minute. So I'm like way up you're there. Right. Way up there.
He's gone into the future. He's so high on sugar right now.
So, a Princess Force Ghost is watching us.
Princess Force Ghost.
Princess Force Ghost. Prince was a Jedi, I think.
Prince Force Ghost. Prince. Princess Force Ghost.
Like no, Prince. Like Prince, the guy. His Force Ghost.
Dearly beloved, I'm going to teach you about the Force.
So, I thought it would be fun to talk about the Avengers and
that's my friend.
The
that's
people who are in Civil War, their favorites, what we think,
what
their,
we think
favorite
their favorite food would be. That sounds like a good idea.
So, a little bit of fun fanfic, if you want to call it.
Yes.
We're doing some Deep Fried Geek fic.
Fic.
Is that a good name? Deep Fried Geek fic?
Deep fic.
So,
fic.
Iron Man Leviticus.
What would
Tony
Iron Man's
Stark
favorite food?
What do you think of when you think of Tony Stark and Iron Man? You think of like a posh lifestyle, rich,
caviar.
Playboy, philanthropist.
See, that's the thing is, I don't see him as like this high class. He's going to go, I don't know. I don't see him that high class.
Because in Iron like, Man, gonna, he eats the cheeseburger, right?
When
when he's in the second one.
I'm going to say he eats like fast food a lot.
You think that's like his favorite food?
Yeah, I don't think he goes out to restaurants that much.
You can be the pun guy. You got
because he's always in his house. Like he's always working on those things. So it's like, well, I mean, he has chefs. But...
You think he has a favorite dish that like Pepper makes him?
Iron Mandarin oranges.
That works several different ways.
Yeah. Like he fights the Mandarin and he likes the oranges.
Puts them in his mouth.
Put them in his pew pew
mouth. I could see him liking, like, lobster.
Yeah, lobster. It's good.
Lobster mac and cheese.
Ooh. Lobster iron cheese.
Lobster iron cheese.
Lug
nuts.
I could see cheese. So if we're going to go towards the movie, it's cheeseburgers. Because when he gets back from the desert, that's what he wants is a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
He's in the limo. He's putting it in his mouth.
The Whoppers.
Like I say, like an In-N-Out or a Five Guys.
He also, when he was
higher class,
he was eating
higher
donuts.
Class burger.
In the second one, remember?
He was eating donuts.
So we might as well jump straight to Captain America since we went Iron Man.
Yes, we might as well jump straight to Captain America.
Captain All America.
It has
burger.
To be something very. Has to be something very American, I think. What about, I think apple pie.
Yeah, just apple pie.
Apple pie is probably his
with
favorite.
With bacon in it.
Apple pie.
Apple pie with bacon in it.
It's
he's not Captain Diabetes.
He's Captain America. He's going to have diabetes. Statistically, America's the fattest country. So, sorry, Cap.
So, Captain America should be fat then, statistically?
Statistically,
I liked what Chet said. Captain America... would be bacon and hamburgers because Murica.
That is pretty good. Bacon and hamburgers.
It could have just been bacon.
Yeah, he's just bacon. He's just a big wad of bacon.
Like, what if his shield was made of bacon?
I don't think he would throw it.
He'd be like, "This is a delicious shield! I'm going to eat it! Put it in my mouth!"
I don't think he would.
I'm sorry, Bucky. I can't save you right now.
He would eat it. He would totally eat it.
Merc. Okay.
So bacon, and
bacon
apple pie.
Ice cream, and sadness.
Oh, and something super old school, like an old school dish from like the 40s, like mom's.
I would like a malt and a patty melt.
They don't have malts anymore, Kat.
That's my point.
What? Malts are what? So good, though. Have you ever had a malt?
No.
Malts are delicious.
Yeah, they are good.
Well, they're so much better than a regular than a, shake.
How's it different?
They put actual malt in it. There's called malt, and they put the malt in it.
Like malted shake. Milk balls.
There you go, Leviticus, getting in the frame some more.
Yeah, I'm just trying to.
So, Black Widow, other than other spiders, like, biting their heads off and killing them.
She being Russian-born, but, like, Russian food.
Ooh.
So,
beef. Rice pilaf.
Pilaf.
But do you think she really got to eat any of those while she was training?
Soaked in vodka.
She probably, it was probably MRAs. Just, like, uncooked rice.
Meals ready to eat.
I think it was uncooked rice.
No, but they're not. It's not what she did eat. It's what's her favorite food.
Yeah. So, what do you think Black Widow's favorite food would be?
She's a Black Widow baby.
It would probably be something she can eat quick and on the go. So, like
granola bars,
string cheese, and granola bars. She's just like Tom wants to watch Scarlett Johansson eat string cheese now.
Hi, Trippy.
We're telling hi to our Facebook
streamers. Our fans are talking to us.
Hey! I think Leviticus is keeping an eye on who's talking to us.
How could celebrities do this? That gets distracted.
It's
so
crazy,
easily.
Right? So string cheese, granola bars, protein shakes,
hi,
probably.
You.
Yeah.
She probably eats a lot of chicken to keep up on her, like, fitness.
Chicken.
Because the protein.
It's protein and it's thin.
I would think more of, like, red meats
no.
than chicken.
No, she's
red
a lady. Meats, yeah. She doesn't want too many red meats. It's going to make her figure go.
That time of the month, she probably likes chocolate.
Chocolate and bacon.
Hulk not talk to Black Widow. Hulk scared of Black Widow during Black Widow's time of month.
So how about Thor? What do you think Thor's favorite food would be?
Or like a roasted pig on a spit.
Like I think so too. Like whole animals, like gamey foods, pigs.
You hunted the
deer,
no,
venison. He could eat a volstagg, right?
Volstagg's a person. It's one of his warriors.
No, volstagg is like a big
Thor?
Giant creature.
Volstagg is one of the warriors three.
Wait,
oh,
we're talking
you're
about
right.
Thor,
you're
right.
Don't get mad at me.
God.
Yes, Thor.
I think
the mighty
he
Thor.
Calls down thunder from his hammer.
And just eats
and
the
just
thunder.
Literally
pure
eats
thunder.
Pure thunder. Like
Odin, hammer. Put thy thunder in my mouth.
He just like it strikes the hammer. He licks it like a lion. And his hair stands up on it.
I think he just literally says, just put it in my mouth. Just put
I
it in
eat
mouth.
Odin's beard.
By Odin's beard.
By
Odin's
beard.
Soda beard, bro.
We got in the Thor movie and he's drinking, what, like coffee?
Yeah.
He's like, I'll have more of these! Smashes it down the
you
ground.
You could just say he liked it. I did.
Whoa, that's cool. Sorry.
Major ADD.
That's not what we can talk. We already had talked about that, sir.
Yeah. Rob Morris, if you want to talk about Batman v Superman, you need to check out our latest. I should look at you, not the microphone.
No,
our
he's
latest,
in the microphone.
Our podcast
he's in
from
the microphone.
Our podcast from a while ago had Batman v Superman. You can see a review on there.
Good movie. It's not quite what we expected. I think that's
a good
best
answer.
Way.
Hulk.
Hulk.
What do you think, Hulk? So not Bruce Banner. I guess we can do Banner and Hulk. So let's do Banner first.
I think he wants something fishy because it has fish minerals. It's good for thinking.
Omega-3. I think Banner
is
probably
uptight. He needs to be
uptight.
Picky and choosy of what he eats. Because it's like, what if he doesn't like it? He might get angry.
Oh, this food's too spicy. This food is too spicy.
Yeah, he's got to stay away from spicy.
It's making my heart race.
Yeah. it can't be anything
Hulk's
spicy.
Mouth on fire.
Yeah, only certain things that he eats.
Yeah, no energy drinks. Avoid anything.
Get his heart rate pumping.
Yeah.
So what about Hulk?
Hulk, any all you can eat something.
You think? Yeah, like a big buffet, like Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
Hulk smash puny Chinese buffet.
Hulk eat 100 spring rolls.
I think he just goes around finding different farm establishments and just eats whole cows.
Whole cows and sheep
for that too.
Goats,
putting them in his mouth.
Or. What's the material that he was created from?
gamma radiation.
Gamma radiation. That or he just feeds off of radiation.
He just sucks
he microwaves like a... all of his food until he gets the gamma
radiation. No, he eats the microwave. He puts the food, the raw food, in the microwave without even starting it.
Nukes
he
in just like 20 minutes.
he just eats a lot of shamrock shakes.
That's how he keeps his green perfect.
Just all shamrock shakes.
Complexion. Vision.
Do you think Vision
the
eats
Vision
food?
Eats microchips, duh. Barbecue flavored microchips.
That's funny. Think he thinks of eating it, and then he's not hungry anymore.
Okay.
He just intangibly goes over some food and then becomes.
So what if like everybody's sitting down for shawarma? Do you think Vision eats shawarma with them?
He's a machine.
Or he's just
he eats anything.
No, but for like social purposes.
I don't want to look like a weirdo.
It would be awkward if everybody is sitting there eating and he's just like. Nah, I'm good. I don't want any shawarma. I'm a robot, remember?
They know he's a robot. It's not like, oh, do you want the... Oh, yeah,
but it would
right.
make it
You're
awkward.
A robot. So?
So what if, like, Tony Stark's mom, like, made food for everybody?
Tony Stark's mom is dead.
Okay, so what if Aunt May had everybody over in the movie, and she's like, I made my favorite
You mean the man with
spaghetti.
The bright yellow cape and a red face, she's gonna offer him food? Yeah,
yes.
That makes sense.
And then he turns down eating her spaghetti, and then she gets upset and, like, offended.
He's got. It's a. He doesn't have a stomach.
But Aunt May doesn't know that.
He doesn't have a stomach.
Aunt May could be offended.
I'm telling you,
if anything, everything in the Marvel Cinematic Universe has been on the news in the Marvel. So if Aunt May's got to be sitting in front of her TV going, look, what's with the red man? And Peter's sitting there, is like, that's a robot, Aunt May. They talk about
the incident. I think Aunt May's feelings would be hurt.
I don't know. You're. It's funny to think about, but I don't think that would matter. He eats microchips.
How about Scarlet Witch?
Scarlet Witch.
She eats
mutated foods.
So like metal.
Cows with three heads and stuff like that.
I think she eats black cats.
I could see Scarlet Witch being like vegan. Where she just eats like tofu or something. Or she just eats, like, vegetables.
The best thing about Scarlet Witch is that she could just, like, alter reality. She could just make whatever food she wants. All right, yeah. Just make it appear out of nowhere.
Teleport it into the room. Ant-Man. Sugar?
Things are big and small. Yes, he loves sugar. He's a sugar Ant-Man.
Sugar leaves.
What I would do if I were him is I would, when someone's about to take a bite, just, like, go as Ant-Man in front of him, and then poof, become big, and then just take
just steal their food, like like when he stole the Hulk's Coke.
Yeah.
So, do you think he would? So, if he's small while he's eating, does he get more food that way, or does it not fill him up?
Just
as
thinking
much?
About that concept so, always wondered me because technically, the way our bodies are, and how would he breathe when he's that small? Because our bodies are made to absorb oxygen. And oxygen's already a certain size, so when he gets smaller, the oxygen molecules will be bigger. So how does he breathe?
How do ants breathe?
It's already the same size for them. If he alternately proportions or shrinks his body down, then the
but everything
oxygen,
shrinks then.
Everything, including the oxygen around him when he's already small.
But
I don't think oxygen
is that small.
It's
though.
In proportion though.
But he's
I don't
only
think his body can diffuse it.
Oh, okay.
It's my, I don't know. I'm trying to be too scientific.
Trying to get all sciencey. But so my the real important question here is if he shrinks down and there's a cheeseburger,
down.
And the cheeseburger's giant cheeseburger now, right?
Yeah.
The more he eats of the cheeseburger, like, does he have to eat the whole cheeseburger to feel full? Or does he only have, like, a couple bites and he's still got a giant cheeseburger?
He has the proportional hunger of a normal-sized man.
Right. So he would eat the whole cheeseburger? But it would take him weeks because it's
know.
A giant cheeseburger and he's little.
Then he would starve.
Do you think he like calls the other ants to like help him? Like, hey,
carry the burger to him. Let's take this back to my apartment.
Taking a little piece.
I would assume it's just later. Like one burger's like a feast for him and all his ant friends.
Okay, so just a couple pieces and
yeah,
he's full.
Like one potato chip, he's done. One French fry, he's good to go. One Cheeto.
Okay, I could see that for sure. How about Falcon?
But if anything, his favorite food would be chocolate covered ants.
Chocolate covered? I don't think so.
No?
I think he would feel awful while he's eating them.
Anthony!
You're so delicious!
Anyway, falcon.
A falcon. Rats and mice.
Yeah, he eats field mice, snakes,
bird nests.
So,
fish from a river. He eats children, apparently.
Oh my gosh.
Some hard roughage.
Worms.
He's in the movies.
Smaller birds.
He's a soldier, right? So he probably.
MREs.
And likes MREs. That's his favorite food, probably.
That's what it is. He's a veteran and he likes MREs.
I bet you veterans don't like.
A lot of veterans love going to Bob Evans.
I bet you veterans don't like MREs. So probably.
I'm
going to
try one.
They're not awful. I've had a bite of them, one or two. They're not. I mean, I'm sure you eat them.
Bird nests.
No, MREs.
MREs.
I'm sure if you I'm sure if you eat MREs 3 times a day every day, they become pretty awful.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
How about War Machine?
War Machine.
You think he's also like soldier?
He feeds on bullets.
Air Force and
war and pain.
He eats the bullets.
But he eats justice.
Do you think since he's Tony Stark's friend, he's got high end tastes?
Yes. Colonel James Rhodes likes the high life.
Does he like Colonel Sanders fried chicken?
I think
Colonel James Sanders with the high flying iron chicken.
That just takes me back to Iron Man, where I could totally see Iron Man just going to a fast food restaurant and like literally flying in and like he's in the waiting line ordering his food in the suit.
Funny. That would be funny. I don't know why they haven't done something.
He's
like
with Rhodey, and they just go and they can throw down a Crave case at White Castle.
I would like 2 Big Macs, please. Ting, 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 ting.
Seriously.
It's on him. He's rich. Ting, ting, ting.
Hawkeye. What do you think Hawkeye's favorite food is?
Anything he can put on an arrow and roast it on a spit.
Something he could put on. So he probably wants to hunt his food, right?
Like kebabs and wieners that he can roast over fire.
I like to put wieners in his mouth.
Kebabs. I think kebabs and wieners. Hot dog. Hot dog.
Hot dog. Hot dog. Hot diggity dog.
You are full of
corn
beans.
Corn dogs.
Yeah,
because they're on a stick.
So he likes to eat
s'mores,
things on a stick.
S'mores,
chicken
marshmallows,
on a stick.
Just
jalapenos on
roast.
A stick.
Chitari.
He likes to eat chitaris.
Old dead chitaris. That he's already shot.
He's just roasting them over an open fire and eating the chitaris. And then you get like the leader coming like, oh my gosh, stay away from Hawkeye.
He's a maniac. He's eating them.
All right. Peter Parker, Spider-Man. What do you think Spider-Man's favorite
flies
are?
Thwip, thwip.
He likes kid stuff, right?
Happy Meals.
Happy Meals. Yeah, Happy Meals.
Webby Meals.
Underoos.
Underoos.
The dog is all in our... Oh, my gosh. Okay, get down.
Anything he can also get on the fly.
So fast food probably too. Pizza.
Pizza.
New
York style since he's in New York.
New York style pizza. Mm-hmm. We didn't even think about that. Like different people from different regions or different regions they live in.
Well, technically Iron Man lives in New York too, but he's like international though. Spider-Man's one of the only heroes in this list who's like one area.
So street hot dogs and New York style pizza.
Yeah.
That's Spider-Man's favorite food.
Yep.
How about you, Leviticus? What's Spider-Man's favorite? What do you think? Something Aunt May makes, probably.
Aunt May spaghetti, apparently.
I'm
that
think
offends
it's
going to
be some kind of a casserole. Like, he really he's all about those casseroles. That's what I'm saying.
Aunt May makes the best spaghetti casserole that Vision refuses to eat and offends my Aunt May.
Best mac and cheese ever.
You guys gotta try Aunt May's mac and cheese. Vision's like, no, thank you. Why did you ever want to eat Aunt May's food?
Yeah.
She's the best.
Your sentient.
You're hurting our feelings.
Your sentient.
Everybody's like, we're hungry. Spider-Man's always like, oh, let's go to Aunt May. She'll cook. Everybody's like,
no.
You always find spiders in her food.
Everything's so gross and sticky.
Why is there spiders in her food?
I don't know, because of Spider-Man.
But she doesn't know he's Spider-Man.
Yeah, I know, but she probably's like, why the hell is there spiders all over
all these
the
spiders
house?
All over the house.
Yeah.
And she gets mad when she hates it when Ant-Man comes over to eat because he breaks all the ants.
Why are these bugs everywhere?
Yeah. Every time Scott leaves, Peter, there's ants everywhere. Why is that?
The walls are sticky, there's ants on the floor, this is ridiculous.
The spiders are eating the ants.
And all our furniture is broken because your big green friend broke everything.
He always breaks the fridge and eats everything out
Hulk
of it.
Hulk want eggs. Hulk want protein bar. That would make sense. He wants protein bars and protein shakes.
I think so, yeah.
Giant green protein shakes.
Tons and tons
Hulk
of
want food. Kale. Hulk choose
you think
healthy
Hulk
lifestyle.
Eats kale?
Kale?
I don't know, it's green.
Green kale. Alright, so we can't really do geek news because there's no geek news. Civil War, guys. Pretty excited. Leviticus, are you Team Cap or are you Team Iron Man? That's the thing going around right now on Twitter.
Iron Man. On Twitter?
Facebook.
Cereal boxes?
TV, everything's like, are you Team Iron Man, Team Hulk? Tony Stark's putting all the videos. Robert Downey Jr.'s having videos out there. Chris Evans
You know when there's a football game on and it's not your team and you might like one team more, you might like the other team more, and sometimes you just don't like either of the teams. You just hope. I just hope it's going to be a good game, a good, you know, competition. That's kind of how I am.
Team neutral.
Yeah, just like, you know what?
Team Hydra.
Just give me a good show and I'll be happy.
Okay. So you're not choosing sides. Huh?
Team Shield.
I
like kind of sit back.
I bet you once the movie's over and we have a clear winner, you're going to be like, yeah, go Team Cap!
The whole time if Team Cap wins.
I don't know.
Fair weather fan.
I don't know. We'll see.
You're Team Thor and Hulk because they're
not
right?
Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of the people who did not make the Super Bowl.
Team
Winter Soldier. Team Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier seems like he's the villain of the movie.
No, it seems like he's just fighting to survive.
No, yeah, he's just a survivalist at this point.
How about you, Tommy?
Make it through.
Yeah, Tommy
Stars.
He's the
eye of the tiger, bro. He's...
Are you Team Cap? You're Team Cap, right?
Yep. I want my freedoms.
Continue on.
I am Team Iron Man.
Wow.
No, not really. I'm Team Cap.
I was about to say.
The only reason why I would be Team Iron Man, I think, is because of Spider-Man.
Yeah, but he switches over.
Yeah, but people don't know that. Haven't read the comic
read the dang comic.
Okay,
according to the comic books, he switches over. But how much are they going to follow the comic? What's that left?
A little bit.
I was going to say, Team Cap got someone. Now, obviously, Winter Soldier is kind of in that scenario. But
what do you mean?
You think they're going to sneak someone else in at all? Or
what do you mean?
Like another character for
I heard there's surprises.
Or Team Cap.
Oh, okay.
I would love it if they like
Hercules,
Daredevil, in or
Hercules.
Hercules,
he's on Team Cap. He's anti-registration. I didn't
he
make
is,
it up.
Right?
Hercules is a
Civil
Marvel
War
character.
Had several D-list superheroes.
They did. They had a lot of random
several,
people.
A lot of random people.
Spider-Woman.
I would
Fantastic
love to see
Four
Daredevil.
Was divided.
Yeah,
I
love Reed Richards was very pro Reg, and then Thing didn't really care.
Sue
was
anti, right?
Yeah.
What was Johnny?
I think he didn't care.
I don't think Johnny cared either.
I think he went whatever with Sue went with.
So the Deep Fried Geeks are Team Cap, and Leviticus is neutral.
Yeah.
So I think we kind of just were Team Cap, I guess.
Yeah.
So hashtag Team Cap.
Hashtag team.
Man. What is your level of excitement for this movie? They get all this marketing out there. They're amping it up. The whole Spider-Man thing's got me, God, goosebumps.
I know. Like when I heard he was going to be in it, I figured it was just going to be like, oh, look, he's in it for like 2 minutes. That's it. It's a lot of a minute, and I can't wait.
I'm super excited to have some Spider-Man webs all up in my face. Super excited.
Okay. All up in your face.
All
up in your
face.
I hate walking through cobwebs. Why would you want that in your face?
So we've been doing like the level up to 10, a level of excitement. I think my level of excitement for Civil War is 10.
I'm at a 10 too. This You're month is going to be good for Marvel fans.
How about you, Leviticus? What's your level of excitement?
I think I have this expectation and I hope
I don't get let down, but I have this expectation that it's going to be as good as the first Avengers, if not better.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too.
And it's got me pretty excited. Not going to lie.
So, are you a 10?
Your wife.
Oh, yeah. Hi! 11.
11?
You're that excited. Above and beyond.
Yeah, man, I'm pretty stoked, too.
You know, it's the longest Marvel movie. It's supposed to be action from beginning to end, so...
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
It looks awesome. I love all the tie-ins and new characters. Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
Couple of the reviews saying some of the fight scenes are pretty amazing.
What? How would you say that, sir?
Fight scenes are amazing?
How would you say
that? How would you say that? Amazing. The fight scenes are what?
Are they
amazing? Sorry, okay. We just like completely goat you there.
I'm trying to produce, all right? I'm trying to produce.
Trying to do your job.
Sleepy and doing all this. He's multitasking at its finest.
Yeah, so we're definitely super excited about it. So what's been your favorite Marvel movie so far?
Avengers 1.
Avengers, the first Avengers is your favorite.
Yeah,
it's pretty good. I actually rewatched it recently, and there are some spots in it that I thought were a little cheesy, and could have been done a little bit better. But I would say it's probably like my second favorite or third favorite.
So, what's your favorite?
My first favorite is Captain America Winter Soldier.
Oh, Winter Soldier. Okay.
I love Captain America Winter Soldier. I love the dynamic between him and Black Widow they have in it. And just all around, man, they have a bunch of great stuff.
Okay, so right there, the fact that they brought in Ant-Man, that is... I wasn't thinking of that. That's kind of...
I think they brought in... Yeah, that's what Ian just said is... Is it brought in Ant-Man? I think that's super exciting because the Ant-Man movie was great, really.
Yeah.
And to have them have that in there and that... Did you see the little clip they showed of him meeting Team Cap?
Yeah, which was really good.
And he's acting like really they're like good. Superstars and stuff.
Yeah.
It was super cool.
You're so strong. I think he's going to be an awesome touch. Him and Spider-Man are going to be this interesting, like, bring more...
comedy.
More comedy to the movie, because it's a serious movie.
But does the movie need more? Does Avengers movies need more comedy?
Yes. No, not necessarily.
It does.
With this one, with it being as serious as it is, I feel that it's going to bring a nice touch to it.
Because Tony Stark is not going to be the comic
funny
lead.
No.
Sometimes I just want to punch you in your pretty little teeth.
Yes! That got me so excited.
Yeah,
that, and then the one where he's him and Winter Soldier are fighting, and he puts a metal glove on, and then his eyes get all big, and he's like, "Bah!"
Oh, thank goodness it worked. He had that look like, oh, thank goodness.
Super cool.
Yeah, it's
good. It was either, oh, thank goodness, or I just can't believe you were going to shoot me in my face.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a really awesome scene.
They've done a good job with the trailers and stuff like that, for sure.
I'm interested. I'm really excited to see how it's going to end and what it's going to necessarily lead into.
Well, we kind
of... Obviously, we kind of know.
We have a good general outline of what the
what's coming.
Are.
Yeah.
But still, I mean...
Because, the next Avengers movie is Infinity War. And they're
when's that supposed to come out?
2020?
19, 20?
So, obviously, they have to have a couple more movies before that.
Yeah. Doctor Strange.
So, I think after this, they're definitely coming out with another... Do they have another Iron Man set up?
No.
Mm-mm. I think
that we actually, I was reading today. There's a little bit of geek news for you. He has said, Robert Downey Jr. said in the past that he had no desire to do any more Iron Man movies. But then now, after filming's wrapped and all the Civil War stuff, he says that he would love to do an Iron Man 4 and have Iron Man be more of a villain.
Ooh.
And kind of play a villain type role and stuff. Which I don't know how they could go about that, maybe, but. I think it's definitely interesting for sure.
Yeah.
So
happy everybody.
What where do you guys think it's gonna rank with the rest of the movies? Do you think it's going to be like your new favorite, or do you think it's gonna be kind of?
I think it's gonna be a good, really good, and it's like it's one of those movies that's great for leading up to the next movie. I don't know if that's the only way I could describe it.
I think it's going to become the best Marvel movie yet, really. with Spider-Man in it and Ant-Man. As long as they do a good job with each individual person like they did like in Avengers. Like the first one.
Yeah.
Then I think it'd be
they,
good.
They, by far, like with multiple, you know, characters, important characters,
yeah.
They did such a good job with giving them their own spotlight.
Yeah, even within they like a full movie. Sure. Yeah.
And they need to keep that, especially since they're bringing Spider-Man, especially Ant-Man, and just, you know, we don't, we haven't seen the Vision that much. You know, we only got to see him, you know,
get created.
Right.
I think they did a good job with that in Age of Ultron, too.
Yeah.
You know, Age of Ultron definitely had its flaws. It wasn't as good as Avengers. But Age of Ultron, definitely they focused on each individual people really well. Mm-hmm. I think I liked the love story between Bruce Banner and Black Widow.
Yeah,
Black Widow. They focused on Tony a lot. A lot of Cap focus in it, too. And their dynamic. Hawkeye introducing his family.
Yeah.
So there's really nobody who was left out. Yeah. Even Thor they kind of focused on, too. So they did a good job with that as well, I think.
I think it's really interesting how they're setting it up, and which could change, but Hawkeye against Black Widow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not on the, at the, and which is kind of hard to believe. The way they've set the relationship up between the two, that's I don't believe that for some reason.
I do, because it's going to be about loyalties to the other people.
Yeah.
Because Black Widow is on Team Iron Man, right?
Right. And well, because, at least that's what they show.
She's on Team Iron Man, and I think because
she always is. She's always on the side of S.H.I.E.L.D., which is the same as Iron Man. Yeah. S.H.I.E.L.D.'s very pro-registration.
Yeah.
And Cap is too much of a goody-two-shoes. And for her, I think, you know. We did such a good job of making them a goody-two-shoes in those movies. And then Hawkeye is more like...
He's a lone wolf.
He's a family man. Yeah. So he, of course, he wants his identity to be...
Yeah, but he's just always been like a lone wolf. Like, you know, he's an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. and stuff, but like, you know, he always goes off and does his own thing. So he doesn't want someone pigeonholing him.
So what do you think, Leviticus? Do you think it's going to be...
Come a hired bow.
A pretty... The best Marvel movie yet? Or do you think it's going to fall more in the middle?
Could be somewhere along the side?
No, I think it's going to be up there. I think that, in a sense... It's a third Avengers movie in itself.
Yeah.
In a
sense.
I can
see that, yeah.
So I think that it's going to be a real good movie, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
I agree.
What do you guys think is going to happen in this movie? Like, do you think it's a lot of crazy stuff is going to happen? Like, do you think... So a lot of the rumors are people are going to die. They're seeing a lot of surprises and stuff like that, but a lot of people are saying that people kind of have to die. So who do you think dies? Hawkeye's yummy. I think Thor is yummy. He's the most hunky out of all.
Yum yum yum.
Like, he takes off his shirt and I'm like, look at those abs.
You can wash so many clothes off of him. You could wash all your clothes.
You could wash clothes on his abs.
Yeah,
it's a good looking man right there. Okay, sorry.
I think Cap dies.
You think Cap dies? You think they're going to follow kind of by the comics?
Yeah, and Bucky replaces him is my guess.
Okay. I could see them going that direction.
Falcon. They might take the more recent approach and have Falcon replace him.
Do you think more War Machine dies at this point?
I could see War Machine.
Maybe. It looks like it. I don't think he dies. I bet he's like in critical condition.
I think he's expendable. I think he's expendable.
Call the medics! Medic!
Call in the Iron Medics!
He's critical! Critical!
What?
I don't know. It just sounded funny.
Stop!
That's what they say when you're like about to die.
I think he's expendable. I think Hawkeye is expendable. I don't think Ant-Man is at this point, especially since they're going to have an Ant-Man and Wasp movie coming out.
They're kind of keep him.
I think Cap's a little bit expendable, too.
That's what I'm thinking. This is his last hurrah.
That's sad, because he's my favorite in the movies. Yeah.
Really?
He's not my favorite in, like, comics, but in the movies, he's my favorite. Like, Captain America, First Avenger, and Winter Soldier.
Those were really good. I did like
They're
those.
Both so good. They did such a good job with them. And the casting was perfect.
Yeah.
So we're thinking War Machine, Falcon maybe. No. War Machine, Cap, or Hawkeye. Or all three.
I'm betting definitely, my guess is definitely Cap. Probably War Machine. Poor Critical Cap. Condition.
That'd be sad. Do you think Iron Man kills Cap? Do you think they'll go that far?
No, I think I something know. Else happened. I think if Cap's going to die, I don't think Iron Man's going to kill him.
Yeah, I bet this might be like crossbows. No,
something else like happens.
Or an accident.
Right, I don't think Iron Man would kill
I'm betting he's like trying to save someone. He like jumps in front of a blast or something.
Especially with the fact that...
Maybe he saves Tony.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Maybe
yeah.
someone... Maybe Bucky tries to kill Tony.
Yep.
And he jumps in and saves Tony and then Tony dies.
That's a great plot.
And that's how they wrap it up is Cap dying and sacrifice and that's how everybody kind of gets back along.
Yeah.
And they wrap up the movie.
Yeah.
One of my favorite scenes from the comics is Spider-Man getting shot, and then you got Cap holding bloody Spider-Man. Yeah. I really hope they do that. That would be pretty cool.
So you're pretty much saying that you know Spider-Man's jumping in the movie, but then dies.
No, he's not gonna die. No, he just gets hurt.
Hurt. Do you think they'll put Coulson in this movie?
I hope so. That'd be cool. He hasn't been back in the cinematic universe since. The first Avengers.
You're right. I think that would be cool to put Coulson in it.
Coulson
is...
I thought his first name was Agent.
Phil Coulson from Avengers, the agent who dies. Loki kills him.
But he's been in other ones, hasn't he?
He's in SHIELD.
Not since Avengers.
He's on the TV show. Yeah. Supposedly there's... I think the number they came out with was 23 different heroes. Which I don't know how they get that number. But, or maybe that was an Infinity War.
What do you mean?
It was 23 different superheroes that are supposed to be in the movie, I thought I heard.
In this movie?
Yeah, that's what I thought I heard.
I can see him bringing Coulson in. I'm really interested to what they're going to lead into. I'm really excited for the end credit scene.
Yeah, because I'm curious where... Because I know like the end goal is obviously Infinity Gauntlet.
How are they going to get there?
But how are they going to get? Because
that's what I'm saying is a lot that's missing. I'm surprised that they're not doing another Iron Man movie before Infinity
War. Yeah,
Iron Man 20.
Do you think they introduce Guardians of the Galaxy in this movie?
I hope
to lead up to Infinity War.
That would be cool.
Well, what the next movie is Doctor Strange, right?
Yeah.
So they're probably going to definitely introduce him
somehow.
They already like alluded to him, which I thought was really cool when they did Winter Soldier.
Oh yeah, Winter Soldier.
When they're talking about all the targets that the helicarrier is going to hit.
Yeah, when they said Stephen Strange.
I thought that was awesome. So I'm curious like how they're going to introduce him more. Which is kind of interesting, now to think about it, which means he's already in this timeline, so they have to like kind of go back and reintroduce him.
Yeah, yeah. Because I think the timeline they go to the movie is going to be before, probably. Well, they didn't say... he didn't call him Doctor Strange. He called him... Well,
yeah, but why would they target him if he's
because they're targeting future people.
Oh.
Because remember, they're targeting people who do good in the future. Yeah, and they're like, how can you do that? It's the algorithm.
Yeah.
And so the algorithm can tell whether or not you're going to be a hero in the future.
Right. Yeah, but he's not like a normal hero because he's done heroic things. He does mystical things. It's no... You can't have like a program figure that out.
I think you're going to have a program figure out him become the Sorcerer Supreme.
That just seems illogical.
It's a superhero movie. It's a little illogical.
I don't know. That's just my opinion, is that they kind of go back and tell how he came about.
I think so, too. I think they're definitely going to introduce a lot of different people. Aunt May is supposedly in it, too. It's going to be all over the place. Hopefully, it's everything we wanted Batman v Superman
to be. And more.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to the most in this movie? Is there any, like, fights you're looking forward to the most? Seeing different heroes
I want to see more of that, like, relationship of how Cap and Iron Man start butting heads. Like, what really...
Yeah.
Like, is that that switch moment that makes them butt heads?
I'm definitely looking forward to that. Them verbally going back and forth, I'm looking forward to a lot. For me, a lot of people on the interwebs are complaining. A lot of people on the internet are complaining that Spider-Man, that everybody's so excited about Spider-Man. And we've seen Spider-Man before. Why are you so excited? And I think we're so excited for Spider-Man because this is the first time he's interacting with any other heroes.
If anything, he's been always done in his own universe and not
now
connected.
He's in other
now
ones,
he's
for
connected,
sure.
And the universe just gets bigger.
Yep. you're right on that. And that's what I'm looking forward to. The thing I'm looking forward to the most is seeing Spidey interact and fight people.
What
and
I'm
else.
Really, really looking forward to is having the Punisher in Spider-Man. That would be really awesome if they
that
somehow
cool.
tied that in.
That would be cool.
Since he's already in the cinematic universe with Daredevil, and then they got now they're introducing that's Spider-Man. Sweet.
Okay. What are you looking forward to the most, Leviticus?
Farting with my mouth.
That's
weird.
That's exactly what I'm looking forward to.
Farting?
Yeah. I think just... you might have said it. I was paying attention to something else, but where this is going to take Captain America and Iron Man. I mean, their relationship,
yeah.
where it's going to go. Obviously, it has to come back somehow. How they
or
bring it back...
not.
And I think we talked about that is the fact that Captain America might die saving him
yeah.
in some case.
I think that'd be a cool
so,
idea.
So
you're just looking forward to seeing how this affects the future of the cinematic
yeah,
universe.
I'm really excited for the whole story. So yeah.
I'm excited for Black Panther, seeing where they're going to go with him and kind of lead into Wakanda and how they're doing that. I'm excited for the whole thing, man. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah. Gonna be
do we want to try to take some questions from our Facebook viewers, maybe?
We can try.
We can try.
It syncs up here.
Can you see it on your phone?
I'm trying to right now.
You guys got anything you want us to talk about? Anything with Civil War? Any questions or anything like that?
Leah said Jon Snow dies. if Game of Thrones,
if that ties to the
Watchers,
and then all the Game of Thrones fans are going to talk about how he's really alive for 6 months.
Why are there direwolves in New York?
That season premiere just came out a couple days ago, didn't it?
I thought it ended. Or was it the premiere?
It was the premiere.
Premiered last Sunday.
Yeah, yeah, so did they reveal that Jon Snow is alive?
No, not yet.
They didn't do that yet?
No.
They had this whole other thing.
She also stated one of the Avenger ladies dies, which maybe.
So Scarlet Witch or Black
Widow? Scarlet Witch or Black Widow? I don't think
Scarlet Witch. Agent Carter?
Yeah.
She's dead at that point. She's an old lady now. She's not in it. She's
right, not her. But what's the other? The blonde lady that comes in.
Mockingbird?
Yeah. She's going to be Mockingbird, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, she can't die. She's ready to get a contract.
They're coming out. Aren't they coming out with Mockingbird movie?
I don't know about that.
Black Widow, maybe?
Black Widow, maybe?
Hawkeye's wife? How about, they could kill her. Agent, the agent that takes over for,
yes.
Maria Hill?
Yes.
Why don't they kill Maria Hill?
Yeah.
If anything, Maria Hill takes over S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
They could, but maybe they're done with S.H.I.E.L.D. Maybe they're like, screw S.H.I.E.L.D. It's rolled out. It's 10 years ago.
But S.H.I.E.L.D.'s like the enforcer of the red, whatever. I don't know. Who knows?
They kill Maria Hill and then Tony Stark takes over S.H.I.E.L.D.
What about Samuel?
Samuel?
Maybe he comes back and they kill him. I could see
again,
that.
They kill him again?
Kill him again for real this time.
For real, please?
Yeah. Because obviously the government doesn't want any of this.
No.
In a sense, yes.
They have Secretary of State as
Thunderbolt Ross.
Thunderbolt Ross, yeah.
Thaddeus.
That was my
stop
my sidekick dog.
Thunderbolt Ross. She's had enough.
Is anybody asking any more questions, producer?
No.
All right.
No.
Well, I think we're
going to
wrap up
in.
Our Civil War episode.
That's good.
I'm excited, man. It's going to be a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be amazing. I'm excited to kind of see what happens and see how much money you think it's going to make.
I'm betting it's going to beat Batman v Superman.
I think it'll beat Batman v Superman, too. I think it'll beat Star Wars.
You know, I don't see as much advertisement, which they may not need it, but I still don't think there's been as much advertisement for Civil War as there was Batman v Superman.
In a way, yeah.
It's not going to beat Star Wars.
No, I don't think it will. But DC, we had to like overhype Batman v Superman in order to catch up with Marvel.
Yeah.
So I don't think Marvel had to.
Which, you know what? That was so... I totally saw that happening. Because DC just sucks with their movies.
Yeah, they're not.
Most of the time, and for them to try to lean into the universe off of Batman, I don't think they should have done a Batman v Superman straight off the bat.
I think what they should have done is they should have jumped in. They should have jumped in, like, as this has been going on, and you, the viewer, are just joining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just because everybody knows the character,
because here's
everybody
the other thing:
Justice League
is Justice just League right into was it. Formed before this.
Yeah,
that's the other thing, and they're leaning off of this, and you can already tell so much has happened since you know Robin dying and yeah. and all this. It's like I think they jumped in
they
way
too
far ahead. They totally almost should have built it up just like the Avengers. To where they've had three or four movies and now we're at Civil War.
Yeah.
That's great. That's totally how they should have done it. They should have maybe started out with
Batman. Man of Steel?
No, the group. I don't
Justice
know why.
League.
Justice League. And lead it into Batman v Superman.
I think it would have been cool if they would have done like a future thing. Like how you see TV shows and it's like... this is happening. So they show, they like, I think
they
if they show,
the fight,
they show the fight
and, then
and they show the movie and they show like in the future. So we're seeing
so, yeah.
old Batman, old Superman, their relationship is already formed and it's following more of the Dark Knight Returns. And then it goes 30 years earlier. And then we have a Justice League movie and they, and the showing us how Justice League's
yeah.
created
yeah.
from there. And that's how they could have maybe introduced all the characters and stuff
yeah.
then. And then you could see where the relationship goes. And then lead the movies into that direction of to end at
where it started.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they could have definitely done it a lot different and better than they did. But I think the clear runner, I mean, I don't think they'll ever, those movies will ever take over the place of the Marvel movies.
No.
No, not at all. I don't know, she's hardcore snoring. Dog is. Alright, everybody. Thanks for listening to our podcast today.
Thanks for watching.
This week. And hey, thanks for watching, too. Remember, like us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. All that good stuff, Deep Fried Geeks. If you want us to talk about anything different next week or whatever, let us know. Shout us out on there. Alright? Keep calm and... geek on.